U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski today asked the federal government to send its own staff to help seniors and disabled people who are shut out of the personal care and Medicaid waiver assistance programs. The Department of Health and Human Services ordered the state to no longer accept new applications from the public until a backlog of nearly 2,000 people needing aid is cleared up. Specifically, Murkowski asked for public health doctors, nurses, and other professionals to help in the state. She says HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius promised to take the request under consideration.
We recognize that, if we were to just move to lift the moratorium but not address the issue of the fact that you can't get through this backlog because you don't have enough professionals to do the assessments, we really haven't helped Alaskans.
Governor Sean Parnell says the federal moratorium is a concern to him and Health and Social Services Commissioner Bill Hogan. It was a major topic of discussion at his cabinet meeting today, and Parnell says his administration is looking for qualified people to help clear up the backlog.
We have the money to do it. We just don't have the positions filled or the ability to fill those positions quickly. At least we haven't in the past. And Commissioner Hogan is working hard to A, either fill those positions, or B, contract out the ability to do these reassessments in a quicker fashion.
The state has hired a project manager to direct the efforts to regain federal recognition. It has also opened up the requirements for hiring new health condition assessors. The job is no longer limited only to nurses. Social workers and other people trained in health management may now apply. 12 positions are now listed on the Workplace Alaska website.